But Johnny Mack was the captain of our soccer team. He's a classmate, a friend of mine. We went to West Point together. In 2010, as a full colonel, he was over in Afghanistan serving his country. He was killed by a suicide bomber. And since then, a group of our classmates have come together, first to take care of his five children. He left behind a beautiful family.
John was part of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, a positive, always in a good mood. Never saw John upset or mad or carrying a grudge. He was a positive human being. And he carried that and enthused that with all the people around him.
The one thing that you'll remember about Johnny Mack was his caring of other people and his great smile. You always saw him with a smile on his face, regardless of how tough the situation was.
Tony Guzzi, who was a classmate of Johnny Mack, came to me and said, "Butch, I have a problem." And I said, "Well, what's the problem?" He said, "My classmates and I get together to discuss a classmate of ours who was killed in the line of duty. And we want to do something for his children to assure that they can continue their education. And we talk, but nothing ever gets done." So I said, "Well, this is a very simple problem as far as I can see." I said, "Let's have a golf outing." And we set up the first Johnny Mack golf outing. We raised about $87,000. And that was the thing that got the Johnny Mack Foundation started.
What started as a very small movement to take care of five children has transformed into something much, much larger. So John has become really a symbol for us and a call to action for us to try to take care of the soldiers and the families that have been caught up in literally 16 years of continuous combat operations since 9/11. And that has had a tremendous toll on our armed forces.
When you pay the ultimate sacrifice for your country, we don't ever want to leave those kids behind. And the best way we can do that is to do it through education.
We pay for the college scholarships for children whose parent or parents made the ultimate sacrifice in service of their country. So what better way to honor their service and their sacrifice than to take care of their children who have been left behind, their children who have lost their heroes? We're going to pay for that college education and hopefully give them the best chance of success, and that's for them a way to honor their parents.
Over 700 scholarships, $6 million and growing. And so our model is to have great events like we're doing tonight, raise lots of funding, and get it right back out the door to impact students that need it.
Johnny Mack is my brother. He's the baby of the family and 6 years younger than me, and serving our country over in Afghanistan. He made the ultimate sacrifice. And his class of 86 classmates have rallied, West Point classmates have rallied, and in John's name, taken what was important to him, family and education, and trying to raise some money to pay the college tuition of the children of any fallen soldier. So two things that my brother was passionate about, we're trying to continue his memory as we go forward. I'm humbled that this organization has been put together in my brother's name, and I'm honored that the family name is still associated with it.